broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 29th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founders, brilliant, one of the great solutions to restore the republic. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. By the way, it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. And a quick couple of things that we talked about yesterday. We talked about Utah bars state agencies from spending tax dollars for Christmas parties. Yeah, it's against the law. The federal government does the same. Did you know that? And the interesting thing about all that is they do it all the time. Wow, we talked about Toni Lorum. She had a Christmas message talking about what a snowflake is. It was quite comical. Children who eat fish at least once a week sleep better and have higher IQ scores by about 4 points than their counterparts who do not. Interesting study, to say the least. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee is the ultimate racist, no doubt about it. President Trump did indeed sign into law the $1.5 trillion tax overhaul or tax cut. Congressman Dave Brat says tax winners include moms, families, young workers, and others. Greg Crombros with that article. Congressman Kevin Brady chimes in. Trump really made the difference in GOP tax reform. But hey, the liberals are melting down big time. They're just having a fit about this tax reform, telling you that the sky is going to fall like Chicken Little kind of stuff. The Department of Justice opens a probe into the Bundy prosecutors who, hid evidence. Now, that's interesting, except for, do you trust the Justice Department? Is that good news or bad news? The good Sheriff, Sheriff Richard Max, with us. Welcome back. Hope you had a delightful Christmas, sir.
Well, I did. Thanks, Sam, and I hope you did, too, and had a great birthday 2 days ago.
All right. Well, happy birthday, sir.
Yeah. Big Medicare date.
Yeah, heard that. All right. What about this DOJ opens the probe into the prosecutors hiding evidence? At first glance, you'd say that's good news. But my experience is whenever something rolls up to a bigger government entity, what they really do is they just collect evidence. They have an investigation. They dig. First off, there's a gag on everybody and everything. They bottle up evidence. They say that it can't be released. And just the cover-up continues, sir.
Well, they're professionals at redacting. So anytime they do an investigation, they redact it all in their report. So it really is discouraging when you get these government investigations, because we had a government investigation on the DEA using prostitutes and accepting prostitutes from the cartels, yet nothing happened. We had a big, huge congressional investigation on IRS abuses and crimes, and yet afterwards nothing happens.
So you have the Hillary Clinton scandal, and it turns out the FBI and the Justice Department literally forged documents to protect them, and nothing happened. You have Operation Fast and Furious. Nothing happened. I mean, it goes on and on.
It does. And in fact, as much as you and I have talked about these things, we could sit here and list this forever. And Barack Obama's crimes, nothing happens. Hillary Clinton's crimes, nothing happens. Bill Clinton's crimes. I mean, look at all the sex crimes he committed. Nothing happens. And you know, it's really alarming how often this happens. However, would have to say, was it Senator Menendez who was finally arrested for what, taking a bribe or taking money he wasn't supposed to, and that'll happen every now and again. You know, if you if a politician, Ron Paul, they went after him for campaign finance violations. Well, I'm in the middle of doing that now, and I tell you what, keeping track of all of that is almost impossible. And the regulations are very meticulous and easy to violate any of that. So
yeah, Kirk Crosby didn't file a document on time and literally got disqualified.
Yeah, I mean, it's the way they strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. It is so hypocritical and it is so stupid. So on the Bundy thing, you're right on the one point where it's encouraging to see the Justice Department admit by their own investigation that, yes, there is a problem here. Will it really get to the meat of the problem and discover and charge people who committed the crimes?
We can only pray.
Yeah, we hope so.
Well, with the Freedom Coalition, maybe Donald will help us.
Yeah, maybe so.
And we got to hold out hope for that still, right?
Yeah, well, I'm making that part of my campaign. I'm making it the headline of my campaign, and so I hope so. But and I do want to give a shout out to Donald Trump, and you maybe have already done it this week on your show, but I think he's done one of the most courageous and overdue things in the last 50, 60, 70 years.
He's done many of them. Which one are you referring to?
I'm referring to cutting back the payments to the United Nations.
Yeah, we talked about that, and I appreciate that. It's about 5%. It's not near as much as we would do, but it's a start. We got to give credit for a start.
Yeah, and, you know, $285 million cut. That's a pretty good cut, but it also brings up the other point that we're already paying them way too much, and we are. And so it is a good step.
Now, let's be clear, too, in defense of Donald, they act like he's just, you know, hey, whenever he's around, he just burns down the whole barn, you know. This isn't true. He does a 5% warning. I don't know if I dare say shot, but a warning signal saying, guys, you better start to fly right. I'm serious about this. Here's the serious proof. He doesn't burn down the barn, but he really says, I'm serious. You know what? I have respect for that kind of leadership, and let's see what can get done. It's a start, right?
It is. You know, of course, you and I want us out of the United Nations altogether, and we want the United Nations out of New York and out of the United States. But, you know, no other president has done this, and Reagan wasn't even that bold to cut the United Nations payments. But I guess historically we need to put in there, we pay the United Nations 24% of all the funding they get. And yet, how many countries are in there, 120 or so or more? And why we pay that much, who knows? But it's all politics, and it's like we're paying for our own demise.
Well, and if Donald uses every excuse along the way, I shouldn't say excuse, but every legitimate reason along the way to say we're going to cut a little more, we're going to cut a little more, we're going to cut a little more, that does not burn down the barn. But it does give the world a chance to make up that difference. If these other countries are serious, let them pay to play. Let them be part of the solution. I'm not defending the UN. I'd rather us get completely out of it. I'm just telling you, no one can say that he's just like a train wreck. Hey, somebody else, you know, you could take, as you mentioned, 20 companies. They could each pay, what, 1/20% And before you know it, they'd have that 5%. They wouldn't even notice the blip.
Right. It's not enough, but it's a wonderful...
Well, it's more than anybody else has done. Let's put it in that perspective, as you wisely pointed out.
It is.
Now, since Inauguration Day, Donald Trump has been working very closely with Rupert Murdoch. In fact, he counts him as one of his best friends. Rupert Murdoch talks to Jared Kushner literally weekly. And Trump counts Murdoch as one of his closest confidants over there at Fox. He's even now criticizing the press and in the same breath saying, but Fox is great. What do you think?
Well, you know, Trump had lots of friends in big places before he became president. He certainly doesn't need to get rid of them after he gets in.
Yeah, he got $160 billion from George Soros back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and there's a picture with him. You know, people complained of some of the photographs that I've taken in the past when I've appeared at events. One was a picture of a guy who was a murderer, who I had no idea who he was, but they really made, the SPLC really made a big deal out of that. However, Bill and Hillary took a picture with Donald Trump, and no one's whined about the crooks that they are.
Amen to that. By the way, they took a picture of me leading the takeover of the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. Oh, wait, that wasn't accurate. I was involved in the leading of a peaceful rally with good Sheriff Richard Mack and Kirk Crosby, and then they put that picture on the takeover of the Malheur Wildlife Refuge article and pretended it was the same event.
I know.
That's the lie they told then. All right, quick pause. Sam Curtin, a good sheriff with us. Richard Mack, CSPOA.org on your radio. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Sheriff Mack riding shotgun, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get into his campaign running for Congress in just a minute. But what do you think? They kept the government open. I was disappointed in that. Mike Lee and Rand Paul both voted to shut down the government. I think that's what they should have done, Sheriff.
Oh, yeah. I've said that every time they're going to do it.
I think that a shutdown government then only pass bills that would fund the constitutional piece and leave the rest closed forever.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Send them home.
So Mike Lee and Rand Paul were the only real two that had any guts that I saw. Even Donald sold us down the river on that one.
Well, you know, they all get so afraid that they're going to show that they're not needed, both Democrats and Republicans alike. And so that's why they just have to keep government open to save the American people and to keep the services going, like the Internal Revenue Service, you know. You know, he still hasn't done enough to cut back on a lot of the bureaucracies, and especially the ones that are out of control. But look at this. I've got Fox News playing in the background. It says, House Intel Chairman blasts FBI and Department of Justice for failure to hand over records relating to anti-Trump dossier. Well, you know what? Why doesn't Jeff Sessions do something about that then?
Well, and that's the problem when they say he blasted him. He didn't blast him. He babbled at the mouth. He had diarrhea of the mouth on the House or the Senate or whatever floor or in the pit or whatever else. It went on C-SPAN and nobody cares, right? Because there's nothing getting done.
Why doesn't Jeff Sessions do something about that and make sure that they turn it over? He's in charge of the DOJ.
Well, because he's part of the criminal element. That's why. He's been in Washington for his whole life.
I guess.
He's not interested in helping out. He's the one still helping Hillary stay free, isn't he?
He is. Yeah, who was it that said, well, we're going to reopen some of this stuff on Hillary, you know?
Yeah, reopen. We're going to talk about it.
Reopen.
Who could arrest Hillary anyway?
Anybody could if they'd hurry up and do it a proper investigation. But, you know, when you have the...
Wait a minute. The president on TV, on national TV, claimed that she sold 20% of the uranium in Nevada to the Russians.
Right.
Okay, is that true?
It appears that's documentable.
All right, is that an arrestable offense?
She approved it. She approved it.
All right, is that an arrestable offense to approve something like that?
I don't think it is.
You don't think you can't arrest somebody for that?
No, I don't think so.
So she can just, as the federal government bureaucrat somewhere, Secretary of State, just literally order the sale of our richest minerals to the, literally to the enemy, if you will.
Right. Yeah.
And that's okay?
I'm not saying it's okay. Whether it's a criminal activity is where it's a problem is that she got a kickback later on from...
Yeah, but whether she gets a kickback, is it her land? How does she have authority to do that?
Now she can be arrested. That's arrestable. But okaying a financial transaction with another country, whether it's uranium or
without presidential or congressional approval?
Well, the business deal, a private business deal, is not necessarily up to Congress either.
But is it a private business deal?
I don't think it's a crime. I think it's wrong and stupid. But where Hillary Clinton would be, where she's hanging out.
What can be done with the uranium by a foreign nation?
Wait, say that again?
What can be done with the uranium from a foreign nation?
Well, Congress can make it against the law to sell to any, you know, certain, they can make that against the law, but I don't think it is against the law right now.
Well, what can they do with uranium, though?
Oh, well, make weaponry, of course.
Okay, so let me get this right then. You're just allowed to, as the Secretary of State, make a unilateral decision to circumvent Congress, to circumvent all the export laws relating to weaponry and everything else, and literally just approve the sale single-handedly of weapon-making material to the Russians. And then we're going to spend a year and a half going after Donald for colluding with the Russians?
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, you just say, on the face of this is crazy. She just walks down the street and says, Richard, serve me a latte, my friend.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Now, if there are lawful restrictions on uranium and who we can sell it to and who we can't, that would be much different. I have not heard anything regarding that there is a law against that.
Of course you haven't. They're not even digging into it.
Yeah, well, true. But there's no question that the corruption and the criminality of the Clintons and of Washington, D.C. politicians is 10 times worse than what you and I have ever even talked about.
I heard that. All right, Roy Moore lost and lost again. The sad part, Alabama Secretary of State says it's over. Judge rejects vote fraud claims. Doug Jones certified winner. You want to respond to that one?
Yeah, that was kind of a sad deal. Even if there was no voter fraud, it's a sad deal.
Well, you know what they say? They say they had 120-plus vote fraud allegations. 85 of them are proven false, and they're confident the rest of them will be proven false, too. Is that an investigation?
It sounds like a conclusion rather than an investigation.
Well, if you certify somebody as already elected, it has to be a conclusion, doesn't it?
Well.
How do you conclude like that when you haven't fully vetted the claims or the allegations or the... I don't get it. I don't understand.
No.
The answer is fraud everywhere. Kurt, you want to respond to this one? So Roy Moore shut down. He still won't concede, though, which I commend him for, by the way.
Well, I don't even know what to say except that I'm not surprised. I'm grateful he continues on with his, some would call it his so-called crusade, that kind of thing. And yet... I think
the crusade to make America great again. Now, Donald Trump made big allegations of vote fraud, but then now Donald Trump's not defending them at all. He's backing away. What's up with that, Sheriff?
Well, maybe it's something that doesn't really affect him too much now, so he's put it on the back burner or lower on his list.
Yeah, but is he interested in solving vote fraud like he said he was, that he was going to do something about it or not? Was it just a lie on the campaign trail?
No, but I think he's seen that it gets kind of poo-pooed by everybody, and, you know, to me, I think he's just taking it as not that big of a deal now.
Uh-huh. Vote fraud's not that big of a deal. I see.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just kind of wondering.
He's taking it.
What about Barack Obama's birth certificate? He claimed that he would get to the bottom of that. Now he has the authority to do it, and I don't hear a word.
Well, you know, I still hear from Joe Arpaio that he's got this, he's going to still complete his investigation.
Joe's ridiculous. He ain't going to do anything. He just wimped out. He melted down. He was promised a big old report, and he gave us nothing.
Well, he actually gave quite a bit.
Well, he just said the birth certificate was a fraud. We know that. But again, Nobody cares about fraudulent birth certificates. Donald could do something about it right now.
I know.
He could toss Barry in the clink, couldn't he?
You would think. But, I mean, it has to be that somebody conducts an investigation first. There has to be
course.
An investigation.
That's okay. I support the rule of law and investigations. Well, what I don't support is investigations that just come back and go, there's nothing here. Move along.
Well, but the thing of it is, Comey actually said there was something here. Comey detailed the elements of the crime that Hillary had actually committed one by one. I mean, he went right down the list, and she committed every single act that she was accused of, and he even said she did. But then he goes, but we really don't have anybody who will prosecute it.
There you go.
Hire a prosecutor and get it prosecuted.
All right. And I've got good news for you. The number of police officers killed in 2017 hits 50-year low.
Well,
now, when you see the media, you'd believe it's at an all-time high, but the truth is it's at a 50-year low.
All-time high.
Yeah, 50-year low, says USA Today.
How many was it? Do you know?
No. Kurt, do you have that answer?
I'll look it up.
It's usually about 75, 85 a year.
Kurt sent me this piece, so I'm not positive, but it was a USA Today story. And you know what? I'm glad that it's a low. I want less death everywhere, Sheriff.
Yeah, of course.
I want less death for black people and white people and Asian people and all people, by the way.
Yeah, and I want us involved in fewer wars. And
absolutely.
I want it.
Less violence, less crime. Yeah. By the way, the media predicted an economic collapse under the Donald. Didn't happen, Sheriff. They got egg on their face, don't they?
Well, you know what the truth is, Sam. Donald Trump has inherited the wonderful economy from Barack Obama. Now he's enjoying the fruits of Barack Obama's wonderful economy.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, I had a liberal teacher explain that to me at school.
Uh-huh.
Of course. You know, so Bush got the blame for the bad economy under Obama.
Of course he did.
And then Obama leaves, and Obama gets the credit for the good economy under Trump.
And that's how it is. It was, for sure, it was the Republicans. Now, by the way, I got one good news piece. You probably didn't even know this good news piece from the Donald. Did you know Trump's going to reverse Obama's policies of prosecuting unintentional bird killings?
Oh, wow.
Hold on.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So according to Donald, no more prosecutions for unintentional bird killings, just so you know, Sheriff.
Well, at least we're getting to the bottom of some of this corruption.
Heck yeah. Now, I wish we'd deal with the people, personally.
Yeah.
But hey, that's just me. All right, here's an update on the officer story that I referred to that Kurt had from yesterday. Kurt?
Yeah, they say as of Thursday, 128 officers have died in the line of duty this year, with 44 shot and killed. That's down 10% from 2016, when 143 officers died with 66 gunned down, according to data released by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. Anyway, they say that's... bottom line, it's way down. It's the second lowest in the last 50 years.
Well, it's basically 66 and 44 or whatever, and you were saying about 85 usually, right, Sheriff?
Yeah, I remember the statistics back when I was in law enforcement, and you know, I've kept track of that over the years. I didn't know about this one, and I, like I say, I am surprised that it's low, because the media's made it sound like it was...
Yeah, that's the whole reason that we bring it up, and it's good news that less people are dying, and it just shows that the media is really actually creating a war on cops by their false reporting.
Well, they've, you know, that was exacerbated quite a bit during the Obama administration, you know, and I'm still surprised that people let him get away with all that he got away with in fomenting the divide racially that happened during his 8 years as president.
Yeah, BuzzFeed's still trying to carry that lie. BuzzFeed just released an article that says white people are ruining America, the national anthem, and the trees. Did you know that, Sheriff?
National anthem and the trees,
yeah. Yes, sir. Now, Trump approved lethal weapons sales to the Ukraine. You comfortable with that?
Well, the Ukraine has had a lot of attacks from Russia.
Oh, the people we just sold uranium to, those guys? All right.
Yeah, that's the one. So, I'm not surprised by that.
So, really, Hillary sends them the uranium, and Donald sends them the lethal weapons, and then the other side of the battlefield there.
Right.
Okay, that makes good sense now. Now I'm comfortable.
Putin has always had it in for the Ukraine. So, you got to wonder about what's really going on there. And how Putin won't leave other people alone, and he certainly has not left America alone.
Well, America can't leave anybody alone either.
No, we can't. No.
All right. And by the way, should white supremacists be able to practice law? Legitimate question being asked in collegiate worlds around the country now.
Well, yeah, they of course they should.
White supremacists, Sheriff?
They well, their personal beliefs do not create a situation where someone could legislate against them having a career in no matter what field they want.
Okay.
I mean, the ACLU is very pro different things I don't agree with, but there's sometimes they actually get it right, and they're on our side on a lot of issues, too. They're on the Constitution side.
And when they're right, they're right. And when they're wrong, just like everybody else.
Just like a white supremacist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, how many days off do you think federal employees get a year there, Sheriff?
Well, is that vacation and holiday?
Yeah, it's everything. Vacation, sick.
Well, the first year, they probably wouldn't get so much after they're on employed, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. Then they get...
On the average, they get 8.5 weeks.
8 weeks?
8.5 weeks. About 43 days costing taxpayers...
Good.
$22 billion, my friend. Isn't that exciting?
That's...
You ought to work another day to pay for that, sir.
Man.
And they run around and say they got rid of slavery, huh?
Well, you know, after a while, I had, you know, when I was at Provo Police, I had like 3 months of, maybe 4 months of sick time accrued, because you can keep that accruing year after year after year. Vacation time, you couldn't. You had to take it. But even after 10 years at Provo Police, the most I had on vacation was maybe 2 weeks, and then we got most of the holidays. I think we had like 10 holidays, so that would be a month time right then and there. But if you add the sick leave to it, it could be quite high. But I don't know. I don't think that survey was counting, taking into account sick leave. If it was, then I'm not. It wouldn't be too far off.
Yeah, it was taking sick leave into account.
Oh, then that can get up there a little bit. I'm not too worried about that, because after...
Yeah, I don't get any of that, buddy.
Yeah, well, no kidding. I don't either. But, well, at school, I get one day a month for every month that I've worked as far as vacation.
Well, they need to talk to the feds. They should up that quite a bit, you know?
But, no, yeah, I know.
Hey.
And aren't we all federal employees under the Department of Education, all teachers?
Wow. But starting
anyway,
to scare me now.
I wanted to ask you, do you remember a guy by the name of David Hardy, Dave Hardy?
Yeah.
You remember what he did?
No.
Okay. He was my lawyer that took...
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. He was the one that took the SPLC case?
Well, he was going to, but...
Okay. That's the one we're talking about, though, right?
Yeah, Dave Hardy.
Okay, yes.
Okay, well, he just released a new book, and it kind of backs everything that you and I have been talking about this whole show and lots of other times.
Wow.
And it says, Robert Corbin, the former Attorney General of Arizona, wrote on the front, a shocking expose of the extent and consequences of our government's lack of accountability. The book's name is I'm from the Government, and I'm Here to Kill You, The True Human Cost of Official Negligence.
Don't send that to Ammon. It's a little all too real there, buddy.
Boy, I'm sure it is. Yeah, and it gets pretty hardcore on that. So if anybody wanted to pick up his book, it's called I'm From the Government, and I'm Here to Kill You by David Hardy. I've read a little bit of it. It's really powerful. And it backs a lot of what you and I have been saying, but it also brings up some stuff that I didn't know about. And it's kind of surprising that I didn't know about some of this. But like I said, it's 10 times worse than you and I could ever imagine.
Are they going to let him write that? I mean, are they going to let that fly? Or are they going to start banning that book everywhere?
I have the book in my hand. So he sent me a copy.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. I see it right here.
Yeah, okay. Good. And he is a real good author. I love his personality. Especially when he's writing, he gets quite sarcastic sometimes and satirical. But he also said he puts out a solution. But you know what? I don't think I don't think Washington, D.C. is going to heal itself with the crooks. The crooks aren't going to stop committing the crimes that they've created and the system that they created. They're just not going to. So anyway, I hope I get into Congress to help turn that around.
It's the true human cost. What is it? Is that right?
The true human cost of official negligence. And I would have put negligence there. That sounds like it's accidental. I would have put official misconduct. You know, but he didn't ask.
Wow. That's impressive, though.
Yeah, it is.
I want David T. Hardy. I wonder if he'll lose his law license over this.
Well, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me. But...
And by the way, it gets 5 out of 5 stars on Amazon.
Wow.
It's got different formats and editions. It's pretty cool. You can read it on the Kindle.
Yeah.
You know, $15. That's great. Well, good for him. Have him call me. We'll have him on. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm from the government, and I'm here to kill you. Ouch. I hate that.
Well, former Senator Larry Craig from Idaho actually wrote up part of his endorsement of the book about what happened at Ruby Ridge and the, quote, negligence that happened there that killed Vicki Weaver and Sam Weaver. So, and by the way, there's some sort of movie that's coming out about Ruby Ridge, a TV series or movie or something. A lady at the post office said that her son is in it. So
wow.
She asked me about it. So maybe that's something else that Kurt ought to look at and see when's that coming out.
You know, with all this percolating up from the bottom, with the change that Donald has, you know, helped with everything happening, this book being an example, the Bundys and now that being, you know, percolating up and everybody starting to see the truth, at some point this thing's going to boil over. At some point there's going to be wholesale arrests of bureaucrats. I don't know when and how, and I'm not really predicting just like, hey, pretty soon we're going to have the Holy Grail of peace or anything. All I'm telling you is there's got to be at some point some sea change for we're not going to tolerate this stuff. I'm predicting wholesale arrests at some point of a bunch of people.
I pray you're right.
All right. We'll come back. I want to talk about your election, sir. We got to get to that, too. The timeline, the details, where you're at, what's happening, what we can do to help, the whole bit. The good sheriff, Sheriff Richard Max, with us, ladies and gentlemen. CSPOA.org. Become a member today. And every week, listen to him on Friday to keep an eye on what's happening with his election campaign in Arizona now, huh?
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, the good sheriff with us, Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. So what's happening in the election, sir? You going to do it?
Yes, I'm registered and all that stuff. So the next big hurdle is by January 10th, I have to have about 1,200 to 1,500 signatures. The required amount is 865, but you pretty much got to be close to doubling that to make sure that they can't challenge it and kick you out because and get your name off the ballot because you did not get your signatures in.
And you're on the Republican ticket, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. And let me tell you that strategically, I think that really was the best thing to do because there's no incumbent. There's no real front runner. There are some politicians running who are legislators from Arizona. They're not very well known. Debbie Lesko is one of them, but she's quite a moderate, and most of them are. All of the ones that people have mentioned to me are all moderates. And so there's about 20 moderate Republicans, and if you take the top four of those, they're going to pull from the moderate Republican mainstream votes. I'll pull from the conservative, constitutional conservative groups, the freedom groups, and the Tea Parties, and the people who are anti-establishment, and I'll get all that vote. And I could literally win this, and there's no runoff. I could literally win this with 15 to 18%. And when I ran in Texas against Lamar Smith and I had no money, I really tried to run that campaign and win it. It was not a token candidacy, and I had some people who committed to help fund it who, of course, did not. But I got 15% there, even with no money. If I get 15% here and really and put money on top of that and I get 20%, I'll be the winner. I don't think they could. I don't think there's any way they can stop me. So, right now, I would ask for volunteers to come and help us get signatures of what we're going to be doing all next week, starting Tuesday. I maybe we'll start Monday. I don't want to bother too many people on the holiday, but if we can go out and about to other places in public where people are out and about and try to get signatures, but we're going to try to go door to door and go to other meetings. Chamber of Commerce or any Rotary meetings or anything like that. We're going to try to do Americans, veteran, what is it, VFW meetings or go to fire departments, any place where, you know, people are there, you know they're there, they don't really have anything else to do on the holiday. And so they might be willing to take 2 minutes and sign a petition. So that's what we're doing all next week. We have to have them by January 10th turned in to the Secretary of State.
How many do you need again?
The required amount is 865, but we really need to be.
So you got to turn in like 8,000.
We need to turn. Well, that would be nice.
So the fraudsters don't shut you down, you know?
Right, exactly. And so we're already running into the people who are complaining about me and in some ways, but most of the response on Facebook has been very, very supportive.
All right. You need a bunch of foot soldiers, number one. You need money. And they say on the average it takes about $5 million to become a congressman. Now, I don't think it'll take that much if there's a lot of people in the race, but I think it'll take a chunk of change.
Well, we need to raise I've had three different campaign managers call me from across the country who wanted to actually take my race. And I've actually hired one, and I'm putting all my savings and cashing out a little retirement that I've put away for the last few years, and I'm putting it all in the campaign. I'm completely 100% in. I think I can do this, but the thing of it is I have about a total of $40,000 that I'm putting in. Now I have no savings. I have no retirement. And I've used the retirement before, but I never had a retirement from sheriff or from law enforcement. I've already explained that before. When I left Provo PD, I had 10 years there. I took that money out to move to Arizona and to run for sheriff. I put it all in then. I was all in then. I'm all in now. When I left the sheriff's office, I did not qualify for retirement, and I used that money to live on, and then I also moved back up to Utah, and I ran for Utah County Sheriff. Then 3 days before my election, the FBI and IRS raided my office and got a huge headline on TV and printed news, front page.
See, I call that election fraud.
Yeah, there you go. Investigate that election fraud. And so, you know, they were really scared to death that I could actually become a sheriff in the second largest county in Utah. And that was just a year after I won at the U.S. Supreme Court. So I won at the U.S. Supreme Court June of 1997. They raided my office June of 1998. There was an editorial in the Daily Herald that it was retaliation against me from the federal government. But you know what? Of course, that came after the election, that editorial from the editors of the Daily Herald. That's all documented. I'm not making any of that up. So, you know, now I don't know what they'll try to do to me if I start getting close to them or start winning this. I would imagine the attacks will become pretty extreme. So, you know what? Ron Paul was able to weather the storm and win numerous times. I believe I can. And I think I have some things that are even better than Ron Paul. I think my physical presence in a debate would be better than Ron Paul's. I loved Ron Paul's debates, except I think he spoke too fast he just, a lot of times he didn't have enough time, and I admit that too. But I'm going to be saying a lot of the same things that Ron Paul said. And one of those is this, that I would ask to abolish the IRS. I would ask to abolish the federal income tax. And I would ask to abolish Obamacare and replace all of those with nothing. Nothing, as you alluded to earlier. If we would follow Constitution, then the federal government would not be able to spend 90% of what they spent.
What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, that sounds good to me, Sam. And
I'm in.
Sheriff Mack. Yeah.
I almost want to move to Arizona to vote for him.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if we first moved to Arizona and then to Washington, D.C., you know, because
right.
We need to be on
you guys can come down and help me get
staff.
Signatures next week. Me doing signatures.
Now, what are they going to do if I help you out with your campaign and they tell you that, hey, Sam Bushman's a white supremacist?
Well, just don't tell anybody who you are.
Oh, good point. Yeah, then nobody would know. That'll work out well. By the way, did you know that professors are now saying farmers markets are just there to sustain whiteness?
Oh, good grief.
Now, every time I go to the farmers market, there's all kinds of people there, Sheriff.
Yeah, well, we have one right down the street in our HOA.
Is there only white people that are doing well there?
Well, they have a very good friend of mine brings in his van and sells Mexican food. And
he probably doesn't know that it's only for white people. What's he thinking?
I should have told him that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I bet everybody gobbles up his Mexican food, though.
On the little quick update on your question about Ruby Ridge show or whatever like that. Looks like Netflix has a show called Ruby Ridge. It says American Experience : Ruby Ridge 2017. It's rated TVMA, 53 minutes long. It says it's a botched attempt to arrest a white supremacist in Idaho, results in a gun battle, a standoff, and three deaths that galvanized public opinion in 1992.
See, Randy Weaver's a white supremacist along with me and you, Sheriff.
Starring Dave Hunt, Bo Greitz, Sarah Weaver. Anyway, that's what they got.
Well,
says the director, by the way, is Barack Goodman, not Barack Obama. But
oh, good.
Well, that's good.
Now, I don't know if that's the exact film you're talking about.
I think it is. I'm pretty sure that's it.
All right. Well, I don't have Netflix, so I can't watch it.
Well, my son does. Maybe I'll have him record.
Yeah, 53 minutes. It's TVMA, though, by the way. That stands for Mature Audience, right?
That's because they got.
That's because the government like kills people in there. They murder a baby, a woman with a baby in her arms that's unarmed.
The baby, they murdered the woman.
And that's another thing
baby.
Too is
they murdered the woman.
The that's label right. that Randy Weaver got from the press that he was a white supremacist was horrible because the thing of it is he went to a white supremacy meeting in Idaho and he didn't like it and he didn't go back. And so
imagine that
for him to be branded like that is really wrong.
That's the only way they can marginalize you. They got to say you're either a molester or you're a white supremacist. And either way, it makes you just untouchable.
That actually supported the murders you're talking about. Because he was a white supremacist, it was okay that Sam Weaver was 14-year-old and looked 10 or 11. He's very small for his age. But the federal government shoots him in the back and riddles his body with a machine gun. That was okay because Randy was a white supremacist. It was okay that Vicki Weaver got her head blown off in front of her little girls while she's holding baby Elishaba, 11-month-old baby Elishaba, because white supremacist husband, she deserved it. So that's astonishing to me how people can get away with murder in this country, and it's justified as long as you can say that somebody was a white supremacist or a racist, which he is not. I've been with him when he's associated with other races, and it's ridiculous that they say that. He has one belief that probably is not politically correct, but it's biblically correct sometimes, and that he says everyone should marry within their own race.
Regardless, he has a right to believe that. That doesn't make him a white supremacist evil Nazi.
No. And even if he was, you still don't get to kill his wife and son.
Well, and he still has the right to his beliefs, even if they may be heinous.
Right.
Exactly. This is America, not China. Well, Sheriff, we're going to pray for you as you run for Congress. Kurt's going to go back there and be your media director. I'm staying in Utah. Kurt's going to take this incredible solar technology. Kurt's got all these seven new technologies he's going to bring to the Washington, D.C. with him, too. It's going to be incredible.
Tell him to get down here and do signatures next week.
All right, Kurt, you headed down, buddy?
I got to get on the bus right now.
Fire up the honey van. You can sell honey and signatures at the same time. Hey, man, have a sweet tooth and sign up over here. You can get her done. All right, thanks for being alongside. Thanks, Sheriff. Godspeed, CSPOA.org. Thank you, sir.